Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Bush has declared a state of emergency in Florida. The announcement comes as Hurricane Ike blasts through the Bahamas on its way to the U.S. Forecasters say they aren't certain exactly where Ike will hit, but they do say the powerful Category 4 storm could deliver a blow anywhere from South Florida to Texas. The first effects of the storm could hit Florida by Monday. Our eye reporters are showing us what evacuations are like in the Florida Keys. Richard Knowles sent this video in. He says many people are boarding up and getting out. Gas stations are filled with drivers eager to evacuate as well. Residents of the lower Keys have already begun to evacuate. Those from the middle and upper Keys are evacuating this afternoon. The two biggest mortgage companies in the U.S., Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, both have a new boss, and it's the federal government. That's the word from U.S. officials. The move is intended to bail out the failing mortgage giants and prevent a huge financial crisis. Among the changes, the chief executives of both Fannie and Freddie have been replaced. The plan has already received an important endorsement. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says he strongly agrees with the decision. Check this out. A nasty fight broke out aboard a JetBlue flight, apparently because someone was smoking in the plane's bathroom. The jet was bound from Boston for Fort Lauderdale and was diverted to Raleigh, North Carolina. The FBI was alerted. Eyewitnesses say the fight was between two brothers. One passenger said the fight left one of the men bloody. FBI agents interviewed the passengers for several hours, and one was taken into police custody. Many will pause to remember the 9/11 attacks and victims later this week. It's the 7th anniversary this Thursday. All over the U.S. today, thousands of people are walking in what's called Freedom Walk. It's taking place in every state honoring the victims of the September 11th attacks and also those who have died in the wars that followed. The biggest walk is in Arlington, Virginia, where 15,000 people are walking from Arlington National Cemetery to the Pentagon. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.